It's not about getting to the weekend faster. Wait, it's not? That's lame. Screw that. Let's get you to the weekend faster. The Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1. Is that fast enough?
Good news, Jen. Well, good news for Grant. He's not the only dad who hates princess daughters.
Princess fever. It's rampant.
Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show, Jody.
Hi.
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Jen, I feel you. My daughter is 12, and when she was that age, she started getting into the princess dressing up and high heels. My husband reacted the exact same way as yours. He didn't.
Oh, good.
I think it's more of them growing up, and even now at age 12, every time she hits a milestone, and I'm like, hey, she's growing. He's like, don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear it. You know, I think it's more of them growing up in that age at three when they're starting to dress up. They stop seeming like little babies, and the dads can't take it, and it never goes away.
So what you're saying is the dads just need...
It's not just a phase. It's the dads have to change. Hey, Christy, thanks for calling the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are y'all this morning?
We are great. So did your daughter have princess fever?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And it actually just started because I gave her $5 the other day because she's been, like, talking about she wants Play-Doh and markers. So I was like, okay, I'll give her $5. She can do Play-Doh and markers. So we're walking through the toy aisle, and she says that she sees this play makeup, and she picks it, and I'm like, no, don't do it. And I was like, your dad's going to be mad. He's going to be upset. And he's like, no, it's okay. And I was like, no. And then she wants to be Elsa for Halloween. So I think it's just a whole part of girls. You know,
it is. And I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think it's okay that she wants to play with fingernail polish and makeup and little jewelry and high heels and all that kind of stuff. But he hates it.
Is the concern this? Because here's in my world, if I see a little girl in a princess outfit, I just give her my wallet.
You're like, here,
do whatever she
wants. Whatever you want, whatever toy you want.
Yeah, just go. You want all the cotton candy? You want every toy? That's fine. Same thing, like a little boy, like a 3 or 4 year old boy in a suit.
Oh, so cute.
Take my wallet.
The cutest.
It gets my ovaries all worked up, Jen.
Hey, Elena, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good.
I have
What's up?
Princess. She wants makeup all the time. And I think I've watched that Frozen movie maybe 100 times.
I know it. Don't you have it memorized?
Yes, I do. I see Jen all the way. Her dad will get over.
Dad will get over. And how old is your princess?
She is 3.
3. And what's your princess's name?
Genesis.
Aw, Princess Genesis. So cute. All right.
It sounds like a software.
Hey, Stephanie. Thanks for calling.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Stephanie has the way to get Grant to join Team Princess.
Oh, good. Okay.
So I'm 35 years old, and I am an EMT. I'm working my way to being a paramedic. And the joke between me and my friend, who is also a firefighter, is that we are EMT princesses. And it kind of stems from a dad who raised me to believe I could do anything and that I could be powerful and strong. But he treated us like his little girls. We played mud football. Our ribbons matched our flannels at the time. But you can be powerful and graceful at the same time. And if he can just get on board with building her up, he doesn't have to stop the princess mindset, but build on it and let her know, you know, She can run in those heels. She can wear her tiara. I wear a tiara on the ambulance as a joke when it gets close to certain
That's
times
awesome.
Of year and stuff.
That's you can't know.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. If I slice off my thumb, I don't want the person who is
who's, I wear it with patience.
Did I ever? This is gonna. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say. The point is, when you're raising a little girl, is to make sure she understands that grace and that feminine quality and the Disney princesses, the point of those movies is how powerful they are, the things that they overcome and that they're able to stand up to and handle. So
it's actually a great way to raise a little girl. You can be a princess, but it doesn't have to stop there. What kind of princess are you? We're awesome. Women are awesome. You can do so many things and you know, look good doing it and be graceful doing it.
I love that, Stephanie. I love what you said. Powerful and graceful at the same time. That's awesome.
And I think we should also, I mean, Grant does need to remember that there are good, you know, it's not all about like chasing the man and all that stuff. Like, remember the beginning of Cinderella when she was cleaning the castle, when she was taking care of people, when she was doing the things that a woman should do. Like, there's lessons there to be taken.
I'm not even going to respond to that. I am not.
Cinderella night and day of Cinderella.
I'm not.
Fire, mopping things.
Wash the dishes, do the mopping, and the sweeping, and the cooking. They always keep her
hopping. Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook. Search Star 94.1 Atlanta.